Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. Today, I want to talk about email. More specifically, I want to talk about your out-of-the-office email respond message when you are traveling, on vacation, or simply away from your email for a time. This week, I've been at the HR Technology Conference, and I haven't been on my email very regularly because I've been super busy. And of course, I put an email autoresponder for this week to let people know that. But I just did kind of the standard out-of-the-office email autoresponder, right? The one that just says, I'm traveling or I'm unavailable. I'm not regularly checking email. If your message is urgent, please call or text. Otherwise, I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Very generic, very plain. Recently, I read an article on Harvard Business Review with some great tips about being more effective with these email out-of-office respond messages, and I want to highlight just one of the 6 tips that they mentioned in the article, and I'll link to the full piece in the show notes as well. But this tip was tip number 4. In your email auto-respond message, specifically elucidate or tell people what kinds of messages will simply be ignored. Think about it this way. If you're out of the office for quite some time, even just a week, your emails are going to pile up, and you're probably not going to respond to all of them. It's a good idea in your autorespond message to let people know, these are the kinds of messages I'm simply going to ignore, whether they're requests for, you know, coffee meetings, pitches for things to write about on the website, or unsolicited emails from people you don't know. It doesn't matter what it is. Whatever those categories are of emails you're simply not going to get back to ever, let people know that right up front. And that way, you won't feel so bad or guilty about digging through hundreds and hundreds of unread email messages when you finally get back in your email trying to decide what to do with them. If you set clear expectations up front about what messages you're going to reply to and which ones you're not, you'll find it much, much easier to be actually away from your email from some period of time, which I think we all would admit is probably a healthy thing to do. All right, that's it. Short and simple on this edition of the HR Happy Hour on Alexa. To hear full episodes of the HR Happy Hour show, go to Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast app. Just search for HR Happy Hour. And to learn more, go to www.h3hr.com.